very disappointed. You know, we had a chance here to come back after 33 days or however long and play Wildcats basketball, and we didn't do it. You know.
Yeah. Were you happy for it to go into a shootout like that? And what did you do to try and control
it? The answer is no. That wasn't our game plan at all. Our defense has been our DNA for a long time, and that what we coughed up today was unacceptable. It's disappointing, especially coming back from a loss. Normally, we respond with a high intensity, but I didn't see that intensity out there at all, which is fairly disappointing.
Were you sort of just hopeful at every break, going at every break, hoping you'd come back?
We're in front most of the game, weren't we?
Yeah,
we're just trying to get something going, trying to get three stops, and as soon as we did, get it out to five or seven, and then we come down and throw up, I don't know what we were throwing up down there. You know, the last 5 minutes of the game, we scored 9 points, they scored 20. You know, and it's, disappointing. We've got a lot of searching to do. A lot of the players have got some searching to do, and, you know, we've got to come up as coaching staff something that we can't cough that up. That's 106 points in a 40-minute game. It's... That's a joke.
Turnovers at the end were obviously robbed of any chance. Is that just momentary? How do you train to stop that?
We train that every day. So execution down the stretch. You know, that's a championship team that can execute down the stretch. And right now we're so far away from that. It's disappointing, especially for 90% of the team to be coming back after last year. That's when we should be the best. We should be a championship team. When the pressure comes, we respond collectively, and right now we're not doing that. We respond individually, and that's not going to get it done.
What can you do to fix that? Just a short turnaround until the next game.
Find five guys playing the right way. Number one. So.
Obviously, a massive 5 days.
Without question, it's an NBA schedule right now. You know, we've got next three games in 4 days. Throw travel in there, then over to New Zealand. And, you know, this is the toughest part, and we're going to find out what we're made of.
When you say find five guys, are you prepared to sort of shake up the starters?
Oh, we can't do that, mate. That's ridiculous, giving up 106 points. That's absolutely ridiculous. Well, I'm not going to go individual. I think Tommy was the best player for us, without a question. He's just hard working around the rim, what he's supposed to do defensively. He's talking, he's putting into the team first, and I thought he was outstanding tonight. And I think, we'll go back and cut the tape up, but we didn't play with our intensity. That's number one. It's really disappointing when we have, 13,500 out there that we don't show that intensity out there. We've got guys are comfortable, so yeah, I've got to shake it up.
Brock getting off the chain like that, does that make you want to get another big in and play some Maddie?
Yeah, who you got? Well, defense was where we're at. Offensively, we didn't execute the last 3 minutes of the game. Defensively, we got to do a better job collectively, and it's we can't. 106 points.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that didn't feel like us out there defensively, especially just bleeding points. Happy to go up and down and try and get in a track race. That's what it felt like, and we got to have a bit more pride. I think that's everyone's got to have a bit more personal pride in their D. Myself included, and I think that Cairns was a tough loss, but this one hurts, especially at home, with the fans that we had and the support. It's this is it's a tough one to take.
Is it tough at times to
Yeah, got to be smarter with it. You know, the team needs me out there on the court. You know, I thought offensively, you know, we played pretty good. We just got to be able to execute come crunch time, and that's you know, it's disappointing. We've talked about it all year, and we've you know, haven't been able to lock that down yet, and that's something we really have got to not only get stops but then execute offensively. You know, if we get a great shot and we'd miss it, we'll take it, but can't be having turnovers, giving them a dunk on the other end. That's just, you know, those type of plays just give them momentum and fouls. It's got to be smarter, and we weren't a smart team defensively tonight. I think that it's on the players to take ownership in that, and we'll address it this week.
Trevor, group loosening on third place, Adelaide coming. What is this? How big does this make Melbourne go?
Yeah, look, 9 games to go. You know, we're in a fight, and we talked about that before the game. We didn't really step up to do that. You know, so we're going to find out if we're hungry, if we're desperate, and if we're a championship team. We've got the toughest schedule in the next week. We haven't got it. We're down our starting centre. We're down our wing guy. You know, so it's we could take that as an excuse, and that's not going to get us anywhere at all. So like Sean said, we've got to play smarter than that. And for the vets that we've had, the guys that are on the game, they've got to know that.